Ginsburg, if you know that. Or, as I said, according to their meeting,
in their house.
Right.
Not up in the congregation of the assembly. You heard me, you ain't got a mind.
At home.
Yeah.
You see that now?
Mm-hmm. Nobody with the news and they and he did at home in a house, not up in the church.
Right.
Well, sometimes, you know, I try to be a nice fellow. Sometimes, you know, when I see how the devil is deceiving the people, and I've labored so hard with him so many years. You see, and I'm getting old. I'm going on 80 years old. See? And here we are sitting up reading a Bible. See? And somebody reading between the lines, putting all kinds of junk in.
Yes.
See?
Yes.
See that now? Now that ain't in their own homes or in their own house.
Right.
See? Now what the Roman Catholics call that, the Eucharist is in a mass. See?
Right.
And they're that line and carrying on. You see what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And then on top of all that, the thing that makes it so much worse is he's saying, he is saying, he's praying over that great Jew, wine, if you want to call it that, and transubstantiated or changed it from the wine to the actual blood and body of the bread, too, of Joshua the Messiah. In other words, what he's doing, he's creating
Christ.
Christ.
That's right.
Now, look how many millions of people believe that lie.
Right.
Now you seem to tell me eating in the house, is that right?
That's right.
Well, somebody said, now listen, that's over in the Old Testament.
Oh,
I want some New Testament. Mm-hmm. All right, then take that chapter 1st, 3, and 1st 20.
Right.
Here we go. Let's put that not to New Testament.
3. When you come together, therefore, into one place.
When you come together into one place. Now, wait just a minute. See, now, Freddie has a class, he teaches on Tuesday night. And David has a class, he teaches somewhere. And others have classes that they teach somewhere. See, I mean in Los Angeles. See, of course, Lyndon Schnellbaker down in Pomona. And Benny is down in Bend. See, but when you come together into one place here in Los Angeles, that's what we have done. We have come together in one place here in Los Angeles. See, this is a whole institute of divine metaphysical research, a symbol here in Los Angeles, not from office. See, now, all right then, when you come together into one place, then what?
When you come together, therefore, into one place, this is not to eat the Lord's Supper.
How in the world could anybody just read this such a thing as that? And they just go on blundering on it. How could you do that? And it tells you this is not the, when you come together in the wrong way, this is not to eat the Lord's Supper.
All right.
Or the Passover. This is not to do that.
Right.
Well, we're going to do it anyhow.
Right.
See? Read.
For in eating, everyone takes before
the
other.
For in eating, everyone takes before the other.
His own supper.
His own supper.
And one is hungry.
And one is hungry.
And another is drunk.
And the other is intoxicated. No, but I'm reading this out of the Bible. I know you've been doing this all these many years.
Yes, sir.
And I know it's been taught for hundreds of years, but it's wrong.
That's right.
See? One is hungry and the other is drunk. See? Read on.
What?
What?
Have ye no houses to eat and to drink in?
Now, just a minute, you see. You didn't want to buy that old land, old factory.
Right.
Not in the houses.
Yeah.
See? Don't you have a house to eat in? Mm-hmm. What are you coming up here in the congregation of the assembly for? See, you can't fix that. Now, this, what you have to do, you have to learn the basics.
Yeah.
You see? What you're dealing with is a mystery. See that, man? Now, somebody will tell you. But you see, you haven't got it.
Why?
See? All right, now look. If we would go over to the 26th chapter of Matthew, in verse 27, we find that he didn't have nobody but his own disciples.
Right.
And they were all Jews.
Right.
No Gentiles among us. You see what I mean? He never said nothing, Yahweh hasn't said nothing in the, wait a minute, in the history of the world about a Gentile eating no Lord's Supper, no Passover. It's not right. In the Bible.
Right.
All right. I tell you something else in there, too. He never said a thing about a Gentile getting baptized in physical water from Genesis to Revelation.
Right.
You can't read no, you ain't there one verse in there about it. How you like that, Fred?
That's fine.
If you think this, you do have to get some different pulpit. You can have it. And if you don't feel like walking up here and you want to sit where you are, get it. Hold up your hand, we'll let you leave. And a few in your hand, you have to get up around here. Get up and look around a little bit, though.
I don't want to.
You ain't got no taste of it all. Now, brethren, that's what's the matter with the world.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
That's why they cannot be reconciled. See? All right. Now, have you lost the thought?
No.
Then, now what we were talking about was the past. And we went on back in Exodus to show you, I put it together for you.
Mm-hmm.
Went on back in Exodus to show you there wasn't nobody to confuse. And they ate it in their own house.
Right.
And there wasn't no Gentiles invited.
Mm-hmm.
And when Yahshua and Messiah come along, he didn't invite no Gentiles, he told all his
people. Right.
See? And there wasn't nobody but the Jews that baptized at John the Baptist.
Right.
Is that right?
That's right.
And the reason for that was because they were all baptized back then in the 12th and in the season.
Mm-hmm.
There wasn't any Gentiles in.
Right.
How about that, Frank?
That's fine.
Now, who shall he teach knowledge? Somebody that will listen at the truth.
Right.
You see what I'm talking about? And drawn from the breath.
Yeah.
You see that now? I know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've been doing this for 43 years. Still a little bit hard cold. Ripped everybody in sight, including the Pope.
Yeah.
Yes, indeed. I talked one night in Hollywood. There was some Roman Catholic spies sitting in the back.
Right.
And when they passed the door, they went on home and they wrote me a card.
Mm.
And said that God endorsed Pope John the 23rd, but he just tolerated me. That's what it said. We got the card. Don't you have that? Okay, if that be the case, on page 132 and 3 in our first edition of the book, I don't know what page it's on, it's a copy, but it's in the other book too. I said that Pope John would pass before June the 6th, 1963.
Right.
He would be in heaven, hell, or purgatory. I said, God tolerated me and endorsed him. And that man died on June the 3rd.
Right.
I said he wouldn't make it to the 6th. I said that was 61, and he died June the 3rd in 1963.
Right.
Before the man went out.
Right.
The man is God tolerating.
Mm-hmm.
The man is God endorsing. He went on.
And I told you what the great big lie that Pope Pius and Puff would say before the man even said it.
Right.
Now you know that getting on down to the line. I told you that he was going to say that he had seen a vision of Christ down in the back. He didn't want anybody to say anything about it. See? It was so great, and he was so great, and so he just didn't want to make a lot of pride about it. No, he just lied. That's all. I told you before it got, how long was it, Dr. You remember how long it was before I told you that he was going to say that? Do you remember? But it was an awful long time.
6 months.
Before he said,
6 months.
6 months. Okay. Pardon the speech. I was standing in the pool, just like I knew. Then I told you when the last breath left his body, and I didn't get a chance to go outside and then came to back there. He went out and put the radio on in the car, and he said that announcement just came to the radio and just
what's going on here?
All right. All right.
All right, now we were talking about this Passover supper. We said calling you were the Roman Catholic Church, and they called the Lord's Supper in the Protestant Church. And in the Hebrews they called it the Passover. All right. Now, I'm going back now to where I was. See, now John, Matthew here says, Joshua the Messiah, in Matthew 3:14, came from Galilee, Nazareth of Galilee, to Jordan to be baptized of John.
Right.
Is that right?
Right.
And John forbade him.
And John forbade him, saying, I have need to be baptized of thee. And cometh thou to me?
Mm-hmm.
And Joshua answering said unto him, permit it to be so now, for thus it becometh us to fulfill all righteousness.
Now hold it right there. Now, I said if you look at this picture here, it looks like it, if you're going to take blood and then water and then spirit. Blood, water, spirit. It doesn't look like this is wrong. See, but now look, this is what happened. See, read it again, Dr. Harris.
Then cometh Joshua from Galilee to Jordan unto John to be baptized.
That's right. Now Galilee comes from Nazareth in Galilee. See, he sat down with his family, and I'm talking about with Mary and Joseph.
Yeah.
See, and his brothers. In their own house now.
Right.
That's why I went back in that just to show you that they ate it in their own house. You see? You follow?
Mm-hmm.
Now he's fulfilling this with his parents in his own house in Nazareth of Galilee.
Right.
See, just like they ate that Passover stuff. And then they went to the water and was baptized. Well, then he had to eat this Passover in Nazareth of Galilee with his parents. And then go from there, 3 days journey, just like 3 days journey from here to there. And then be baptized
with
John.
All right.
Okay. Everybody understand me?
Yeah.
See? See, then I put that in the right place, don't
you? Right.
Almost. You see that? Now, see, you can't read up on nothing like that.
No.
See? See, that was a fulfillment. See, he ate it there and they went on to the water. So he ate it down in Nazareth of Galilee. See, that's what this was about. And then he goes to John to be baptized, just like they were saying. And he ended with his own family in their house. Martha, with Mary, his mother, see, and with Joseph, his father. Of course, you know that Joseph and Mary, he's one. the Father's fabric. You understand? So now do you see that?
Yeah.
Now you see what I have to do. And put it line, I have to put line on line. See, if I'm going to follow this pattern, every time I come to that thing, I've got to put that blood there. I cannot lose it. When I come to the next move, to the labor, I can't lose it. I got to go to the water. Because that's the pattern. And Yahweh shows Moses in the mind and how it is. And he would set the braiding off here, he would set the braiding labor there, and he would set at the door here. This is the gate. Do you recall that Joshua and Messiah said, enter in at this great gate?
Right.
See?
Mm-hmm.
Now that's a pattern. That's a business. Suppose we would say this. What's in heaven? What's there? I don't know, but we're going to go on to the end of the movie. That's what they're saying. Mm-hmm. Well, now you see, if you ask me a question like that, then what I'm going to do, I'm going to look at the pattern.
Right.
See? So why are you going to look at the pattern? Because it's a figure of heaven and earth.
Right.
You see? See, your pattern just completely can't learn nothing. See? Then you see these heavens, see? All on the base. Angels, see, off on the inside, all in the interior. See, there's the holy place and the most holy place. See, the cherubims of glory overshadowing the mercy seat. See that now? You know, Yahshua, see, he has taken off the place and he descends on his head. See? And now, fellas, that's what's in heaven. You see what I mean? Now, when you take off the flesh, that's just you as an angel.
Right.
Now, that's over in this age over here, the age of immortality. See? All right. Now, John says, now you pay attention. Pay attention now. See? Now, so everybody won't get messed up. Now, remember, we're going to give you this doctrine, the principle of the doctrine, see? So we have to get the principle now. And you see what we're eating. See, see what I'm talking about?
Mm-hmm.
But now we got to get these friends. Now here he comes to John to be baptized. And you read on from there.
Then coming Joshua from Galilee to Jordan unto John to be baptized of him. But John forbade him, saying, I have need to be baptized of thee,
mm-hmm.
and comest thou to me?
Mm-hmm.
And Joshua answering said unto him,
mm-hmm.
permit it to be so now,
mm-hmm.
for thus it becometh us to fulfill all righteousness.
Now listen. Now you pay attention. Look up at me. Look up here at me. We can't repeat what you just said. You look in your Bible, too, you got one. See, you don't read that.
And Joshua answering said unto him, permit it to be so now, for thus it becometh us to fulfill all righteousness.
Now, you see, that's what's wrong, folks. They're saying that he instituted. See? They're saying he instituted the Lord's Supper. And you find it back here, isn't it?
Right.
Mm-hmm. See? They say he instituted the water of baptism. And you find that the children of Israel come up out of the land of Eden were baptized in the sea of God, didn't they?
Mm-hmm.
Is that right?
Right.
See that now? Well, nobody's a Jew, and here he comes out of John in fulfillment of this.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. Is that what you're saying?
Right.
Now, here's the teaching. Listen, folks, the Absalom and Messiah in the world called Jesus Christ never instituted that place. When you go to the law in this world, he never instituted nothing.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
That's if you're going to take his word for it.
Right.
Of course, now that's what Christians only say now, sir. That's what Roman Catholics and Protestants are saying.
Mm-hmm.
Now he said he was fulfilled.
Right.
That's right.
Right.
Told John the supper to be sold. I thought that's who that's fulfilled. of all righteousness. Is that right?
Right.
And so then John committed.
Right.
Is that right? Now that's one place. That's one man. He talks to. Now it's Matthew 5.
It's chapter Matthew.
Now here it goes. Watch the word for hell. Now the reason for this is because now you see we got to get these principles first. You see, we got to get these principles. And then after we get the principles, then we leave that. But you can't leave until you get the principles. How's that?
All right, read.
And seeing the multitude. He went up into a mountain.
Now what the heck of man? Now in your Bibles in the top of the page of that they say that the they don't know no more about it than the whole good about the Jesus of the grown people. That's right. Okay.
All right.
Hope. God. But now they don't have no idea. What it's all about. Seeing the multitude. He went up into a high mountain. Is that right?
Right.
Is that what you read?
Right.
Now here's where that comes from. Okay. When they come up out of the land of Egypt, there was a multitude, say, following 605,350 souls, not counting women and children, that's almost a multitude.
Right.
And they came home through the Red Sea, and they journeyed all up through the wilderness of Zin and Bad, they came to Mount Sinai. Is that right?
Right.
And the cloud led them on the through there, is that right? And the cloud settled on top of Mount Sinai. And Yahweh spoke to him from the mountain.
Yes.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, what he's doing, he's fulfilling. Mm-hmm. He's fulfilling this water baptism. So he's in the cloud, has him on. So now, he's seen the multitude follow him.
Mm-hmm.
So he went on up into the high mountain. And when he was set, then what?
And when he was set, his disciples came unto him.
That's right. We know.
And he opened his mouth and taught them things.
And he opened his mouth saying, now wait now, folks. I want you to see that he's got to be on the same subject.
Yeah.
See? Now if he was off of this subject, he wouldn't be full of this.
Right.
See? Is that right?
Right.
Is that what he said?
That's right.
What did the richest of them say?
Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are they that mourn because of sin, for they shall be comforted.
Mm-hmm.
Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth.
Mm-hmm.
Blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled.
Mm-hmm.
Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy.
Mm-hmm.
Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see Yahweh.
Okay. So wait just a minute. Can you tell me?
Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see Yahweh.
Try reading over that. Back over that.
Exodus 24:9-10. Then went up Moses and Aaron, Nadab and Abihu, and 70 of the elders of Israel.
You see that?
And they saw the Elohim of Israel.
Now, do you see that?
Yes.
Go on back to Matthew where you were. And when he was said, Mother Truth comes to him, he opened his mouth and he began to speak. All right, skip on down now.
17th verse.
Now, this is what we're trying to find out. We're trying to find out, bud, whether he's fulfilling or instituting.
Okay.
See, now if he was instituting, this is what the fact. See, he'd be instituting mountain climbing.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's right. All right. Is that right?
Right.
Okay. Well, we know.
Think not that I
am. Now, this is what he said. Say, now, don't think this. And this, that's what the Roman Catholics and the Protestants are teaching. They're saying, think it.
Right.
He said, don't think it. See?
Yeah.
How about that?
That's right.
Hey, they're saying, think that he instituted the Lord's Supper. They say, think that he instituted Christian water baptism. He said, don't think that.
Yeah.
Oh. You
Don't think what, Dad?
Think not that I have come to destroy the law.
Well, think that I come to destroy the law of prophets.
I am not come to destroy.
I didn't come to destroy.
But to fulfill.
But to fulfill. Yeah. See that? Now, I told John that tale out there, you know, he come to fulfill. Now, here he got a whole multitude. He telling them, I don't think that he come to destroy, but to fulfill. You see? See, you got to get these basic principles of adapting. That's what I'm talking about. All right, read.
For verily I say unto
you,
till heaven and earth pass,
one yard,
or the smallest part of a letter,
shall
in no wise pass from the law, till all be fulfilled.
Until it all is fulfilled. Right?
Right.
John 19:30.
When Yahshua therefore had received the vinegar,
What about that?
He said, it is finished.
He said, it's finished. He finished fulfilling that all that he was supposed to do anyway.
Yeah.
You see that? He said, it's finished. Mm-hmm. What said? I finished fulfilling the law and the prophets. Is that right?
Right.
You see? Now, listen. Since he finished fulfilling it, you said that one died and one killed. Now pay attention. Said it wouldn't pass until it was all fulfilled. Now what we want to find out now is whether it passed or not.
Okay.
Now if it passed, we ain't got no business practicing. 10th chapter of Hebrews. Chapter 5. Now we're trying to find out whether he finished and whether we should continue on with it, see? Being mindful that it wasn't given to the Gentiles, and God didn't give it to the Jews. He could have no business in the first place. All right, now, let's go back.
Hebrews 10:5.
Mm-hmm. Hebrews 10:5. And you.
Clean thing, Bertha. Wherefore, when he cometh into the world.
Wherefore, when he cometh into the world.
He saith.
Wait a minute, Ray. Wait just a minute. When he comes in the world. Now that is starting back to scratch.
Oh.
See? That's what he's done
in
it.
Yeah.
See? Wherefore?
When he cometh into
the world,
he said.
Now wait a minute. He said?
He said.
See? Well, now, you know what they say, that is what he said.
Yeah.
All right, read on.
Sacrifice and burnt offering.
Thou wouldest not.
But a body hast thou prepared me.
That's a prepared sacrificial body out there. It took the place of all the lambs and the bullocks and the turtle doves and all. So that's a sacrificial body. All right. Great.
Seventh verse. Then said I, lo, I come.
Then said I, lo, I come. Now pay attention, Brady. Are you listening?
Yeah.
You sure?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Then said I, lo, I come.
In the volume of the book.
In the volume
of me.
In the book. As it's written. According to the law and the prophets.
Right.
According to Genesis, Leviticus, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, and Deuteronomy.
Right.
You see, Joshua, all over in the book of the prophets. I'm coming in the volume of the book as they said I was going to come.
Right.
And I'm going to fulfill what they said I was going to do.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I come for.
Mm-hmm.
How about that?
All right.
When I come in the Word, too.
Mm-hmm.
Starting back at scratch.
Mm-hmm.
All right, read.
Then said I, lo, I come in the volume of the book, it is written of
mm-hmm.
me to do thy will, O Yahweh.
Now wait, look. Now get this one straight. He's coming to do the will of Yahweh.
Right.
Did you hear me, Roger? I said he come to do the will of Yahweh. You heard me too, didn't you, friend? Can y'all hear me in the back?
Yeah.
See? Now what we're trying to find out now, whether or not it's the will of Yahweh for you to keep on baptizing and doing those things. That's what we're trying to find out.
He taketh away the first.
You in trouble.
Oh,
you in trouble.
Yeah.
He took away all the stuff and sacrifices and foot washing and water baptism. Took away all of it.
Yeah.
See that?
Mm-hmm.
That's what the book says.
Right.
Is that right?
Right, right.
What'd you do that for?
That he may establish the
sacrament. That he may establish the sacrament. He took it away. Is that right?
Right.
No, I don't need the part. Now go back to the 6th chapter, Peter. Now we got to put the principles with it. All of these kind of laws. Circumcision, water baptism, Lord Supper. All of it took away, isn't it? All those natural things. That was given to the Jews and not to the Gentiles. They had no business with it in the first place. Read.
Therefore, leaving the principle.
Now, therefore, leaving the principles of the doctrine. That's what it says.
Let us go on unto perfection.
Let us go on to the Spirit.
Yes.
Not what?
Not laying again the foundation of our
repentance. Don't go fooling around the baptism of repentance or water baptism. See? All that reading.
Not laying again the foundation of repentance from dead works.
Now she is dead.
Yeah.
How did he die? I told you he pulled to him. He said one doctor, one did one pass to him, and all fulfilled.
Right.
Now he's down. I don't know that it's finished. It's fulfilled. It's done with.
Right.
Dead
works.
Dead works. Somebody said, well, didn't Jesus? In Matthew 28:19, send them out to baptize in the name of the Father and in the name of the Son and in the name of the Holy Spirit. Yes, he did.
Yeah.
He said baptize in the name. He didn't say a thing about the water.
Right.
Right. Did he? If he did, you read it.
Yeah.
Now, folks, this is what we're trying to get you to see now. See, you have to get these basic principles in here,
right?
And you have to get that straight. Then you have to put it down in front of mind. And all of it has been fulfilled. And now you are in the spirit of the thing. You see what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
All this natural bacteria, everything, even from the creation of the world. The sun, the moon, the stars, everything natural and everything physical, according to the
Scripture.
Mm-hmm. Now he moves all this stuff. And Yahweh said, you're going to have to read it now. In Jeremiah 31:31, I'm showing you that he said that he was not going to make a new covenant with the house of Israel. Not the one that he made back here. You see?
Right.
Now, brother, it's plain to see. It's plain. See, this Bible is plain. See? These people just haven't got the one he's talking about. Jeremiah 31:31.
Behold, the days come, saith Yahweh.
Now, who said it?
Yahweh.
See? Not me. Saith Yahweh. Read.
That I will make a new covenant.
Now, this is an old covenant back here when you do. Says, all right, read them.
With the house of Israel,
mm-hmm,
and with the house of Judah.
Now, this is a different word to it.
Not according to the
now,
covenant.
Now, they ain't going to have no, they ain't going to have no talking of no fast over here. See, they ain't going to have no new washing, no baptizing. They ain't going to have no sacrifice at all. They don't have no running in and out of sanctuary and down after here. Or the sins of you. They ain't gonna do it. You're gonna make a new covenant. And it's not gonna be like this.
Right.
Ain't gonna be nobody getting baptized no water.
Right.
Ain't gonna be nobody getting their feet for.
Mm-hmm.
Ain't gonna be no Lord's Supper.
No, right.
Now, I didn't say that. You read it again, Dr. Harris.
Behold, the days come, saith Yahweh,
mm-hmm,
that I will make a new covenant with the house of Israel,
mm-hmm,
and with the house of Judah.
Mm-hmm.
not according to the covenant that I made with their fathers.
Because they're not according to the covenant I made with their fathers. Read.
In the day that I took them by the hand.
In the day that I took them by the hand.
To bring them out of the land of Egypt.
To bring them out of the land of Egypt.
Which my covenant they break.
Now, Yahweh would have been stupid to make another one like the one you just made when they done broke that.
Right.
Now, don't you see that? He's not that stupid. All that, but you know.
Although I wasn't husband to them.
He was husband to Yahweh was.
Read. But this shall be the covenant.
This shall be the covenant.
That I will make with the house of Israel.
Read.
After those days.
After the death, burial, and resurrection of Yahweh and Messiah. After those days. Then what?
Saith Yahweh.
Saith Yahweh.
I will put my law in their inward part.
Jehovah's Witness is saying he ain't going to do it.
Yeah.
And there was a great long piece in the paper about the crawfish back there in 1975 going to be the end of the world. And Jesus was going to come jumping down. Romans chapter said the same thing. Church of God said the same thing. No, they're going to be rooting back on it. Whenever I tell you something is going to happen, it's going to happen. And Jesus will have it. Yeah, I'm sure I said it.
After those days, said Yahweh, I will put my law in their inward part.
Now, he said he's going to put it in their inward part. They said that God didn't put his law in no man. But it's a vital force of power. You see? You see that one? David tried Ezekiel 34, 25, and 26. I tell you, you see? Brethren, we know what we're talking about. And I'm sorry I have to say this. It's announcement from the Holy Spirit to say this. You come down here and learn.
Right.
Mm-hmm. What it's all about. Now, you may not keep this old very much. Now, if you don't, listen. I could have it ready. They got the water in the star. And then back here at this mountain, Yahweh told them to get up. This is right when I come.
Yes, sir.
Just like he tells you to come to truth.
That's right, yes, sir.
You see? Mm-hmm. And that scripture says that in Hebrew, forsake not to assemble yourselves together. For such as a manner of some is.
That's what he said.
And those of you that haven't done it, he's talking about you some is.
All right.
And the much more you see the day approaching. You see the fulfillment of everything. Is that right? You see earthquakes in diverse places. You see all kinds of false and erroneous doctrines being taught. Isn't that right? You see wars and rumors of war. You see earthquakes and everything. Isn't that right? And yet it's still going on. Oh, they're all down there. See what I'm talking about? Y'all, we send you down there.
Much
more you see today. And if you don't do it, you're going to lose your soul, that's all.
Right.
Somebody jumped and said, well, I've been in this church too long, you haven't get out of it now. Well, these churches are longer than you've been in a church. That's right. Let me tell you something else. There isn't anybody that can tell you what the purpose of Yahweh is, but Yahweh itself.
All right.
And the reason for that is because don't nobody know what he is. And look, I want to let you know it was here for ages. And if you don't think what I read. That's right. Now, folks, I'll finish what you got there, Doc.
He said he
was going to write it in their heart. Now, he said he was going to write it in their heart. That's what he said he was going to do. Now, we could go to the third chapter, 2 Corinthians, and begin with the first verse.
Right.
Said, do we begin again to commend ourselves and he said, that's some of the now, David, I want you to read that he confirmed it. And I could have Joel in 28:19-20, but he confirmed that Yahweh said we're going to put his spirit in. Now, listen, folks.
That is what is in this age. Nothing else but the Holy Spirit in you. This is no water baptism.
All right.
immortal spirit in it,
or an eternal spirit in it,
in this present age. No congregations at all. None of nowhere. Is that clear to you?
Amen.
That's what all of them is pointing to.
Right.
Now you have the reality of what they're pointing to.
In you now. Are you listening?
Yes. You haven't been an immortal body. Then what's in the next age? You didn't have an immortal body.
Right. And an immortal spirit.
Behold, then, I show you a mystery, the apostle said. We shall not all be, but we shall all be changed in a moment, in a twinkling of an eye. For this mortal must put on immortality. Isn't that right?
Right.
And this corruption must put on incorruption. Is that all
right?
See, so that's what's in the age to come. Now you can fool around here, and let these lying hypocrite preachers cause you to lose your soul. You understand?
Yeah.
If you want to.
Yeah.
They don't know what it's all about. Read the first thing.
Ezekiel 36:26. A new heart also will I give you, and a new spirit will I put within you.
Now you see that? Now Yahweh said he's going to put it within you. So when they hear it, the whole thing ain't in no man. It's all Yahweh alive. Try Joel 2:28.
Oh, yeah. See, I could just stand there and something, but there's no end to it.
Yeah.
I could be getting a good time tomorrow evening. See, I know the purpose of God.
Yeah.
Yes, indeed. When I tell you something going to happen, it's going to happen. Believe it or not. Now, listen here. You see people putting that song around behind me for 43 years. Now, it's pretty stupid if you can't get me in alive in 43 years. I say you need some mental help. You understand what I mean? Then if you've been around here for 43 years or less time, and you see these things read right out of the book, I can't change them. It's going to stay that way. You follow. So then my point is this. See, you have to obey Yahweh.
Right.
See? God is his Father.
That's right.
See? Mm-hmm. So you little, you welcome to the greatness. Now there's your restore. Rewrite for some time and get by the fire.
And it shall come to pass afterwards,
mm-hmm.
I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh.
Mm-hmm. Now they say it's a vital force upon you. All right, read.
And your sons and your daughters shall prophesy.
Mm-hmm.
Your old men shall dream dreams.
Mm-hmm.
Your young men shall see visions.
Mm-hmm.
Also upon the
I
servant.
I forgot I had
one. Yes.
Mm-hmm. And you can investigate it for yourself. And arrive at your own conclusion. See that? Okay.
And also upon the servants and upon the handmaids in those days will I pour out my spirit.
Mm-hmm. Now, Peter spoke this. Acts 2:4.
Yeah.
This is actually spoken by Joseph, the prophet Joseph. That's the last day.
People, you better go somewhere where you can learn. Now, here's what you need to know. Now, this is what you need to know. Now, I ain't got time to fool with you. Go in on first half of the Revelation, run it down. I ain't got time to fool with you. But then the same spirit and then the third part of the star of the head is cast down.
Mm-hmm.
And the incarnate in ministers so called nations.
Mm-hmm.
And they're standing in the foot.
Yeah.
You see, lying to you. See, and they're not telling you according to the scriptures. You see what I'm talking about? It doesn't lie like that.
Yeah.
He's telling you that the Bible says that you ought to be baptized. Gentiles, you see? This is a problem.
Yeah.
They're saying that the Holy Spirit is not in any problem. They're just saying everything. And then here not too long ago, Ambassador to God said they didn't know that Jesus Christ was back here and Moses. He was. They said they didn't know. Is that right, sir? That's right. You heard it on the street. You heard the rest of it coming from the rest of the world. Now, read that verse.
And it shall come to pass in the last days, says Yahweh, I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, and your young men shall see visions, and your old men shall dream dreams. And on my servants and on my handmaidens I will pour out in those days of my spirit, and they shall prophesy.
And they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak with
other tongues. No, there ain't nobody there. See that? They were all filled with the Holy Spirit.